26 letters written by Charlotte Nash and read by Aisha Gibson. On the last Friday of April, Wilhelmina Mann really meant to be on time. But the Gold Coast autumn mornings were still balmy, so it was easy to leave her warm bed and make her way down to the beach for the sunrise. She was only going for a quick look because she wanted to make sure today started in the best way, a reset after last Friday. The wet sand crunched under her toes and she spun one foot around to dig a great circle. It would wash away in an hour as the tide turned, and by then Will would be deep in bathroom renovations. Pity. The sun was rippling up gloriously from the glassy sea, turning the scattered clouds pink and orange and glinting golden off the high-rise glass behind the beach. A morning of ordinary wonders. Far too nice to be at work. But she wasn't staying. She had promised herself she was going straight back to shower, dress, and be at the site on time at 6. 5 to 6, even. She snatched up a sandy sea pen with a pleasing shape, washed her feet in the water, and turned to follow her tracks back up to the car park. Her footsteps had made a path right through the centre of her sand circle, suggesting the trunk of a tree. Will tipped her head, then dipped the sea pen to the sand and swept the trunk line down to touch her circle. There. She liked the way an uneven lump of sand had made a shadow like a tiny boulder on the edge of that line. She used her toe to push up another lump, then another, forming rocks around the beginnings of tree roots. She came back to herself a few minutes later. The sea pen and her toes were sandy, her hair escaping its band. She had made the inscribed tree into a lush canopy across the top of the sand circle, and the spreading roots into a mass across the bottom. Perfectly balanced. She smiled, satisfied, just as she registered something amiss. The sun was higher now. The mellow glow of dawn burned away into a less friendly light. Wait, that wasn't right. She squinted to read the clock on the surf club, but it was too far away. Tipped her wrist, but she'd lost her latest watch 2 weeks ago into a grout bucket. Her pockets were empty. Where was her phone? She sprinted back to the car and, still gasping, found her phone on the passenger seat. The screen was a mess of missed calls and texts from Tony, Cole, and her father. The last text read, "Where are you?" The time was already 6:32. Will's stomach caved. Oh, murder. She threw the ignition and spun out of the car park, nearly colliding with a passing hatchback. Her brakes squealed, her knuckles tight as she yelled, "Sorry!" over the blast of the horn. On the drive home, she caught every red light. The house was ominously silent as her rusty Corolla finally screeched into the drive. 3 trucks with Cameron Butler construction stickers had been parked there when she'd left. The 2 her father and Tony drove were gone, leaving the 1 with the tile order in the tray, which she was meant to have delivered to the job more than half an hour ago. Barefoot, she stumbled through the side gate and winced over the sharp stones to the granny flat under the house. The room looked far less cheery than it had at 5 a.m.